This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's affected millions of people, held up flights at big airports, postponed Major League Baseball games, and prompted Americans to dig out those pandemic-era face masks. The smoke from those wildfires in Canada. The air pollution is hazardous in parts of the East, unhealthy air in parts of the Midwest. New York Governor Kathy Hochul with this warning.
You don't need to go out and take a walk. You don't need to push the baby in the stroller. This is not a safe time to do that. I want to reiterate that.
The AP's Mike Hempen.
The air quality index exceeded a staggering 400 at times in New York City. Mayor Eric Adams says the quality of the air was getting worse throughout the day Wednesday.
At 5 p.m., the air quality index hit 484, a hazardous condition that we are facing.
A level over 300 is considered hazardous when even healthy people are advised to curtail outdoor physical activity. In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. I'm Mike Hempen.
Several news organizations are reporting that prosecutors have sent former President Trump's legal team a target letter in the classified documents investigation. That is often, but not always, a sign that criminal charges are coming. Former Vice President Mike Pence launched his run for the Republican presidential nomination yesterday, accusing former President Trump of shirking his duty on January 6, 2021, when the U.S. Capitol was attacked. The passengers and crew on an Air India flight that had to divert to Russia because of an engine problem have now arrived at their intended destination, San Francisco. The replacement plane carrying them landed this morning. The Vatican says Pope Francis is in good condition after his operation to repair a hernia. This is AP News. Now the latest on Ukraine. The AP's Karen Shamas has this.
Authorities are rushing to evacuate hundreds of people stranded from floods in southern Ukraine due to a collapsed dam, as several people have been reported dead so far. In Kherson, a volunteer carries an elderly woman through floodwaters to dry land. The dam collapse has led to a growing humanitarian and ecological disaster that is still unfolding along the Dnieper River. However, it's already clear that thousands of people have been deprived of drinking water and many are homeless. In a small boat, volunteer Mykhailo Smitsky transports local resident Svitlana to her flooded home. She tells the AP she's always loved her home, but now because of the war and the flooding, I can't sleep, I can't eat, and I can't get into my apartment. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.